A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Qohelet. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. Verbum Domini. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge and the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Verbum Domini.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who has appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. Verbum Domini. We welcome this morning Father Ruben Rios from the Institute of the Incarnate Word, as well as some of the sisters here, and also other consecrated religious sisters. We're happy to see you here. That women religious, in a particular way, manifest the church as the bride of Christ, and help us to see what St. Paul said we need to think about, to think of the things above rather than those of earth. And that's what these dear consecrated sisters remind us of when we see them, to think of those things, that we're members of the bride of Christ, the church, of which they are, again, representatives. So thank you, sisters, for your witness. This past Thursday, I was in the Phoenix airport, and I was awaiting my three-hour flight to Birmingham, and I really thought I needed a sandwich before I got on that long flight. And as I'm walking past a sandwich shop, a lady says, I'll buy you whatever you want. And so I had a fleeting thought, you know, I could store up a lot of these things. She offered to buy me whatever I wanted, enough for meals to come, you know, like this man in the gospel today. It's just a fleeting thought. So I just grabbed one sandwich that I needed and a cup of coffee. But then she went on to tell me why she was wanting to pay it forward, that she was had been diagnosed some years ago with cancer, and through treatments she had recovered from that, but now it was back. And so she was praying. She had an army of people that were praying for her, and she had gone to some healing services, a Catholic church. And when they removed the lymph nodes, there was no trace of cancer. And so she was so grateful that she wanted to pay it forward. She wanted to buy me, wearing my Franciscan habit, whatever I wanted, a sandwich and a cup of coffee. And she said, this is what I teach my children. You've got to pay it forward. That when you receive a blessing from the Lord, that you want to be a blessing to somebody else. And this is really what the scriptures today are pointing out to us, that there are two ways that we can use the material goods of this earth. One is like this man that our Lord told in this parable. I shall say to myself, as for you, you have so many good things stored up. So it's all about myself, you. And the Lord says, those who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. And so the material things that we have, they are for our sustenance, but they're also for us to be a blessing to others. That what we have received and the blessings are abundant, that we too are to be a blessing for others in gratitude for God, really. That's what it's for. You know, we had St. Paul's letter to the Colossians chapter 3. And in that chapter, three times he tells us to be thankful. And this is verses 15, 16, 17. Verses 15, he says, and be thankful. Verse 16, sing spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts. Verse 17, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And again, you hear St. Paul remind us of this. We need to be thankful. And one of the ways that we express that thanks is that we ourselves have received from God's bounty, his gift, his blessing upon us. And to recognize that, do we even recognize that truth? That we're here today through God's providence, that we exist because of God's providence. He wanted us to exist. He delighted in the thought of you and me. And so he brought us into being. And he's brought us safely to this day. He's provided for our bodies and for our souls. And so today's first reading is a reminder that life is passing, right? Vanity of vanities. And Koheleth asks a question. Jesus has the answer to this question. So what is the question that Koheleth asked in today's first reading? For what profit comes to a man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? To another who has not labored over it, he must leave his property. So what is the value of this? Well, if we're just gathering it for ourselves, it really is a question of the vanity of it all. But Jesus gives us the answer in today's gospel. He says, one's life does not consist of possessions. You know, that's good news. You mean it's not just the material world that really matters? And the answer is no. We're much more valuable than just the material world. And the fact that the Lord first speaks to this man who's asked him, you know, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. And how does Jesus answer him? Friend. Friend. He calls him friend. Because this is ultimately what our life does consist in. Friendship with Jesus. One's life does not consist of possessions. Guard against all greed. We're called to friendship with Jesus. I no longer call you servants. A slave doesn't know what his master's about. I call you friends. And that's what he calls us. And it's for us to respond to his friendship by following him. This is what life consists of. And then we can think of two, where the Lord in John's Gospel, chapter 6, where he speaks of what we should not labor for. So to Koheleth is saying, you know, what's the profit of all this labor? And Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 6, he says, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. That's why you're here this morning on this Sunday. It's an obligation, but it's more than that, isn't it? That you want to be here, that you want this food that endures to eternal life, not just that which perishes, because that is just vanity of vanities. It literally is saying it's just a breath. It's very ephemeral, the things of this world. They come and they go. So St. Paul today tells us that we've died. Did you know that you've died? He said you've died because you were raised with Christ And so now you're dead to the things of this earth, that greed which is idolatry being one of those that he lists. But now there's a new self. You're made in the image of your Creator. And this new self, he will later say that you're putting on compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, patience, forbearing one another. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving as you have been forgiven, so also must you forgive. And above all, put on love. Above all, put on love, which binds the rest together in perfect harmony. You know, some many years ago, 1992, in fact, we had the dedication of the shortwave facility. It's about 45 minutes from here. And Bishop Austin Vaughn of happy memory was there to bless the new shortwave facility, the largest privately owned shortwave facility in the world, through God's providence. And I never forgot something he said. He said, the only things that we will take with us is what we give away. Seems counterintuitive, right? That what are we going to take with us to that life above? What we give away. In other words, the act of love. Love is eternal. And so every act of love is increasing our glory in heaven. Why not take advantage of that to grow in our life and our glory of heaven? St. Paul reminds us, you have died. You've died to the things of this earth, the immorality and the greed that is idolatry. You have been raised with Christ. And so think of what is above, not of what is on earth. This is the focus of our life, and it's what gives meaning and direction to the whole of our life. It gives us a goal to pursue. It gives us direction to follow. But not only that, but that the Lord is with us on this journey. This is what Pope Leo reminded the young people in that beautiful jubilee yesterday. And he was talking about the different virtues for young people to contribute to the good of this world, you know, to spend time with the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord, into the Eucharist. But he said that Jesus walks with us on the way. That's the beauty of our faith, that we're not alone, we're not orphans, and already we can begin that life of heaven. All the way to heaven is heaven, St. Catherine of Siena said. Because already we have a foretaste of that life that is to come. And especially in the Mass, as we hear the Lord's truth speaking to us today, reminding us not just to get wrapped up in the things of this world and so immersed in them that we get consumed in consumerism, or possessed by our possessions. But we have the freedom of the children of God, and that we can pursue that life of loving the Lord, that friendship. Friend is what he calls this man. It's what he wants to call us, and he does call us that. But he waits for us to respond, and he wants to walk with us all along the way on that journey, that even now we have a foretaste of that beautiful life and glory that is to come, that he has prepared for us. Think about that. Even now he said that he's preparing a place for us, that where I am, you also may be. One's life does not consist of possessions, the Lord said in today's gospel. Well, what does it consist of then? It consists of love, love of God, love of those that we share our life with, love of others. It consists in this friendship with Jesus who enables us to grow in love and this life that he's prepared for us in eternal glory. Teach us to number our days aright, today's psalm said, that we may gain wisdom of heart. This is wisdom. What's life about? Where am I headed? What's my goal? Is life on high? You have died, St. Paul says. You were raised with Christ. Seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory.